Right, now let's talk about the story itself. Basically, the story that you're covering, sex crimes in Jersey, correct? Can you talk a little bit about this?
Probably to be more accurate, Jersey has a really polished international reputation as a tax haven, but internally it has a lot of political problems ever since scandals involving an orphanage in 2008, where it seems that for decades children were allegedly tortured, raped, murdered, and there were many victims who are still alive who can tell their stories very clearly. They're being completely ignored, and my feeling is that it does need to be investigated more thoroughly, and they need to be able to speak their truth. Everyone who has come near this particular scandal to look into it, from the policemen to the health minister, have all been either driven off the island or thrown out of their jobs. It's been very bad, and it seems like there's a big effort to try to keep eyes away.
Okay, so this is shaping up to be really quite a scandal. It has all of the underhanded and disgusting sex crimes of a Penn State football team story, combined with the underhanded market rigging of LIBOR. Now, how high up does this cover-up go? And if there was somebody or an entity or an authority in place to stop the crimes, both the child abuse and the financial abuse, who would be that entity? What's the jurisdiction there in Jersey?
Well, Jersey is really interesting. It's almost like a special purpose vehicle of the Crown. So the Crown can be more or less as associated as it wants to be with Jersey or as not. So effectively, the Queen could step in, but of course, just really doesn't ever do that. And so Jersey runs itself more or less. That said, the head of the police, all of the police in Jersey, and the sort of the diplomatic head of police, he was told while he was investigating this orphanage by those running the government that the chief minister in particular said, "You don't understand, this could bring the entire British government down." So I assume it goes very high and that there are strong reasons why they don't want people looking into it. But again, until I'm allowed back into the UK to investigate it, I'm not going to know, and the world isn't going to really know what ever happened to these poor children.